Before we learn Tosfos on Daf Nun Hey on Ad Aleph, I'd like to mention one thing. I saw a Chasam Sefer on Daf Nun Hey, and perhaps this will clarify something which we had mentioned yesterday. Rashi on Daf Nun Hey on Ad Aleph, when it says that Achatos So Rashi seems to be saying he doesn't have to bring another chatos, and then Rashi says at the end of Amud of Nunhei Amud Aleph, Rashi seems to be saying that Chazal said that he's potter from a chatos. How can they do this? So Rashi says, Yeshkoich lachomim lakadovim in a Torah b'sheiv al tase, and he doesn't have to bring a chatos. So all Rashi seems to be saying on the medallah is that Chazal said he's potter to bring a chatos. That's it. We had mentioned yesterday that Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi, so if all they said is supposed to bring a chatos, so how did this solve the problem? There was a problem, it's a posala kodem, and the Kahanim ate chulun bazor, chulun shenishchad bazor, so if this is going to go on, they'll decide to strike and not to avoid anymore. So what did Chazal accomplish to say that he doesn't have to bring another korban? That does not fix the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. That was, it mentioned the Tosfos on Rosh Hashkasha and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Now, the Gemara on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis is a different problem. It seems from the Baraisa, Gona Behigdish, that the halacha is that, if the mshachtei b'chut onish kores, and we have a klal that the chiyuv of shkutei chutz was only said by a kolbin that's roi b'fnim, that's roi l'pesach roi l'may, that's roi l'akrove. The Gemara asked a kashe, this is not roi l'akrove according to Ula. Ula said it's usually koni l'akrove, it's not roi l'akrove. So the Gemara answers, Ukmur Rabbonam Bershusai, and Rashi had said, let's just again see the Loshon of Rashi, Ukmur Rabbonam Bershus Ganef in Igdisho, Sheyochel Olel Hegdishkomo, so now it's Chal Hegdishkomo, Vishi Yishayiv Kores in Ishchatenu Bachutz. And all of a sudden Rashi says, Ki Heichi Dikmur Bershusai Linye Kapore, just like they had said, that if he did not shecht it b'chutz, it was shechtin in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the k'mu b'shus l'ni kapore, or k'nasi the kansu v'hefke b'ez and hefke v'kitcha. So, all of a sudden, Rashi seems to be saying for a double poshut, that Rashi is comparing, just like it's mechapel, so he's chayiv kores, and it would seem that it's mechapel because k'mu rabbonon b'shusay, because they made it his kolben, al hefke b'ez and hefke. So that is mamish what all the Rishonim say pshat, and the Gemara on Amud Aleph that the chatos shloi noida l'rab mechaperos, because they said hefkebes and hefke they made it his. And Rashi seems to be saying this also, and Rashi on Amud Aleph seems to be saying something completely different. So I saw a moedik a chasam sofer. The chasam sofer says as follows: Rashi did not learn hefkebes and hefke. Rashi said, we have a korban chatos that's not roi l'akrove. And if it's not roi l'akrove, so it's not mechapa. That's for sure. Chazal said it is mechapa. What does that mean? They said, this chatos that's not roi l'akrove, we're saying it is mechapa. Zok techsam seifer, zok techsam seifer, amur de kaloshen, the kivim, the omru, chachomim sheyechaper, arei niskaper chetoy, ba'kodesh boruchu maskim in chachmei Yisrael, v'repotel mi'einish shamayim. I'm going to be gizak. Chazal, we have problems over here, we have problems with this kodem, so we said, it is mechaper. It is not mechaba with the normal channels of a kol mechaba. This is a puzzle of kol mechaba. But Chazal said that we made a takon, it should be mechaba. Now, l'chayre, this is not in their hands. But it seems, the Chasam Sofer says, that the Rabbi Nishlam is masking. You say it's mechaba, it's mechaba. So whatever a true kol mechatas, a kosher kol mechatas can accomplish, this Kolben accomplishes also with different channels. It's not a kosher Kolben, but lemaisa it is mechata. So if it is mechata, so but Rashi had only one problem, and daf nunhei amedalet. Forget about the kapole. But this person was obligated to bring a kolben mechatas. That means if a person was over chiyuv krisis b'shoyde, he's mechuyv to bring a kolben. Never was Mekayim the mitzvah of Abos Chatos. He became Niskata, they won't be Manishim, but he never did his mitzvah. That was Rashi's. So Rashi says, Yesh Korech Chachomim Laka Dobam Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa. They took away the mitzvah. That they were Mevatel from him the mitzvah. Just like Chazal took away the mitzvah. You don't blow Shefer, Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyas B'Shabbos. They said, you don't have to bring another Kol Chatos. But the Kapore was not of Hefke Bezden. The Kapora was, Chazal said, we want this Pasul HaKolm to be Mechapa, and it is Mechapa, and it seems, that since this Kolben is Mechapa, there's no use of Chulon Shenishchetu Ba'azore. The din of Chulon Shenishchetu Ba'azore means, I ate Chulon in Ba'azore, and I'm not accomplishing anything with it, so you're not allowed to eat that in Ba'azore. But somehow, if this achila kahana moichel mabaylam is kapra, and this achila will bring a kapora, even though it's a different channel in ganzen of kapora, this is not the normal oifen of kapora's chatos. There's no chulon shenishchetu ba'azore. So then it comes out that tachsach me what Chasam Sofer says. So it's mamish the lashon of the Mishnah is very meduyik. According to all the shainim, it comes out that the Mishnah is speaking about step number two. Achatos agzulu shloi noidel l'rabin shehi mechaperes. That means they were mafkirit, that the Mishnah doesn't speak about. And after they were mafkirit, so therefore it belongs to the gazlin, and therefore it's mechaper. So the Mishnah speaks about the end result of the takone. But how it was done, Chazal, the Mishnah doesn't speak about this at all. This is according to all the Shainim. According to Rashi, according to this Chasam Sofer, that was the Takone. It is Mechapa. Without any wise what and when, Chazal said that it's Mechapa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim im Chachma Yisrael. That's Tachsach Mir, what the Chasam Sofer means. But now, let us go to Taisus. I'm more ready to Taisus. We'll see how that one here and out. My time. Ula said, Dvar Teure, Sai, Koide Miyush, Ben Leinoido, Eina Mechaperes. My time at Yishkedi Loikoni, and Yishkedi Loikoni, we had mentioned the Loshon of Rashi, which was very, very vague. We'll soon see in Tosfos as the same vague Loshon. Yish kedi, yish levadoi, leikoni, leinyin hakrove, it's not koine, leinyin hakrove. Vafilo sheminish nishai, shu abayim, lekirinam bei kolbono, it's not called his kolben, it's not koine, leinyin hakrove. It's very unclear what Rashi is saying. Now let us see Taisus. My time is yish kedi, leikoni. So Taisus says, hochesava ula, the yish leikoni. That's the Ivra and the Gemara, that Ula holds Yush is not koina by a gaslan. Ube merube nami omar ule, minayin li Yush she'enoi koina, and he brings a raya from a posuk, that Yush is not koina by a gaslan. Vehiksho Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam had a tremendous problem. Da bagoizel basre, gabi plukte de rabshimen de rabono. There's the Ganev the Gazlan. Now there's a Machlekes Rab Shimon in Rabbonon by a Ganev in Gazlan. Now let us just say what the Machlekes is. There's a Machlekes between them. Do we say Stam Gzeile Yish Bailim or Stam or stam gneve yishpam. That means like this, if we are unaware, something was stolen from someone. Something was stolen from Ruven. This gzeile, gzeile means Ruven knows who stole it from him. He had no way to Yenna was stronger than him, he took it away from him. Well, it was gneve, he doesn't know who was stolen from him through gneve. The man is a machlikas tanoim. When will a normal person be miyayish? There's a svara to say that by gneve, he's zicha miyayish. What should he do? It was stolen, someone broke into his house. He had a behemo, was taken out, to finish. What is he going to do now? So, by gneve is miyayish. By zeile, he saw the face of the person who grabbed it away from him, so he'll do some research and he'll find the gazel. So, stam gneve yishpailam, stam gzeile zlav yishpailam. Another tana holds, this machlik slav shivet rabbonan, one tana holds the opposite. Gneve, I'm not starting up with the mafia. I mean, I'm starting up a person stole. He was scared of me. He broke in at night. I'll do some research. I'll be able to find out. The gazlan had the audacity to come over to me and he's strong and he took it away from me. I won't be able to start up with him. So, stam gzeile yishpam. So, machlekes tanoim, abshimin rabono. What can I assume when stome? If I'm not aware, I didn't hear a yish, when can I assume that there was yish? It was machloikis Rav Shimon ben Rabban. So Ula said, machloikis bestam. If you don't know, so my mail is machloikis. He says, tam gzeli yishbam, tam agnevi yishbam. Avol biyadua. But what if you heard this Ruben say, oi vei, I'm a yayish, finished. Divrei hakel yish koin. So Ula is telling us two things. But number one, Ula is telling us that if he said he's miyayish, so you can be assured he's miyayish. I feel like there's a svara by Agam if he's not miyayish. That's if he didn't say anything. But if he said he's miyayish, we can assume he means what he said and he's talking miyayish. Al kaponim. So that's one thing that Ula said, that the yodua. I can assume the yish is authentic. That's say number one. But you say number two, Ula said a shrek lechazach. Avo b'yadua divrei hakel yish koine. Yish is koine. So this is a shrek lecha problem. So he says yish koine, and we have our Ula that says the yish is not koine. This was the Rabbeinu Tam's kash. So because of this kasha, the Rabbeinu Tam was mahapach elon. So he said as follows. The b'chol mokim yiyush koine l'ula. Yiyush is koine. That the Gemara says in Baba Kama. Divrei hako yiyush koine l'ula. Rak le'inyin kolbin shiye kosher lahakrove, but a kolbin should be kosher lahakrovim. Koma hochem beruba deleikoni. Now this sounds very much like what Rashi says. Now the Rabbeinu Tam said the words of Rashi. Yush leikoni leinyin hakrovim. That's what yush leikoni does not mean. To take this to the grain of salt. Yush is koine, but legabi hakrovim. Sheikosher lahakrovim koma hochem beruba deleikoni. It's not koine. Now here he sheds some light. Mishum the mitzvah habo baveli. Because it's a mitzvah habo baveli. So now let's just say one ha'or and we'll go further. Now, if it's a mitzvah habo baveli, I acquired the behemoth through stealing. So it's a mitzvah habo baveli. Why are you saying yish leikoni? I mean, we were mixing up terminologies over here. Ula said he's not koine lahakrovet. Because so we're talking about Chayshim Mishpat Kinyonim. It's not yours, Lakovet, because of Mitzvah Baba Veire. So how do we compare these two Lashaynas? You're not Koine. Really, Yush is Koine, but it's not Kosher Lakovet, because it's a Mitzvah Baba Veire. So we have to understand the Lashon, but let us just go a little further. But this Mamish, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, seems to be one sheet. Veteida. So now the Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll prove it to you. that Ula holds Yishis Koine. Like I showed you in the Gemara and that Kuf Yudal and Baba Kama, the Teda, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara is a kash, the Besomach Polich Lula, the Gemara is a kash, and he gone and behigdish, he got with the behemoth, and he was Magdish Bachkach Mocha Vetovach. So the Gemara only has a problem from the Sefer, the Tony Allah, the Bachut on his chorus, we have a kasha. So why is he chayav chorus? It's not Vayla Pesach Elmai. But without this Baraisa that speaks about chorus, everything is wonderful. We understand the whole Baraisa. Vloy Porech Migufo, why didn't the Gemara ask a kasha? This whole Baraisa is difficult to understand. Amai Potter Midalad Vehei, Vahalav the Hegdish Katovach, Yish Loikomi. If we will learn our Gemara Kipshutai, that Yiyush is not koine. Yiyush is not koine. So that's why it's not a kol. We learn the Gemara, Yiyush like koine, so it's not mine, it belongs still to the Nignav. So if I magdish it, so I can't be magdish to the Williamsburg Bridge. It's not mine, I can't be magdish his kol either. So poshet we learn shat, that Yiyush like koine means it is not koine, it belongs to the Nignav. So if that is Pshat the Gemara, so what is Pshat the Baraisa? Gonav the Higdish, he stole it and he was Magdish, which is worthless. He's Potter from Dalad Vay, because it's Hegdish already. It became Hegdish. How did it become Hegdish? If Yish Lekoni, how did it become Hegdish? V'alav the Hegdish Kotovach Yish Lekoni. Elavada Yish Lachol Mili Kone. Yish is Kone. It's his. Completely. Rakling Yinakrobe. Only that I should be capable of being Makrevit. It's mine. I could be Magdishit. Gabi Akrobe. Then, it's not mine to be Makrev. We have to understand again what that's Mitzvah Bobaveira. And therefore the Gemara asks me the Sanya law the Bechutz Chayiv Koritz. So the Gemara says, well, if it's not Koni Lina Krovis, so why Chayiv Koritz? Amaroy Le Pesach El Moyedu. Vafilu Le Inyan HaKrovi Koni Yiyush. That was the Kasha. We see your wrong, Gula. We see your Koina Fulu Gabi HaKrovi. And that is why Bechutz Chayiv Koritz. The Kasha Vikosha la Rabbeinu Yitzchak. So the Rabbeinu Yitzchak said, if we will assume the way the Rabbeinu Tam said, that Lamaise, it's his, the Gemara asks Akasha, the Gemara clears Ashayla, we said that it's Chayiv Kores, because they were Mafker, Ukme Rabbonim Beshusay, they made it his behemoth. In the Gemara class of Shiloh, when did it become his behemoth? Right before the Hegdish, or Bishas Kneve. And the Gemara says, Lamayin Afkemine, if the Gizas of Lodis will belong to him, a whole sugya. The Besomach, the Masikrov, the Vlodis Einim Shaloi, Ak Mishas Hegdish. Alibe the Ula Kamak, and the Muchach HaSugya. The Gemara is talking about according to Ula. That they ukmin b'shusay, and they said that it's ukmin b'shusay only b'shas hegdish. Be'ilu ula yish koni, if ula hold yish is koni, ha'kochach m'shas yish, aine m'shas gnei, because they said they have it. So what's the whole gemara? You say ula hold yish is koni. So the shayla is lagabi, the wool that grows on it, the blood is, so it's poshet that zichy belongs to the ganav. You don't need that takana for that. Va'oid kosher. I have a second kosher. The mashme the yush koni osi shapa. I have a bechlal a mordeke kosher on the gemara. The gemara asks. It says gona vehigdush vachekach kovachom malcham. It says he's chayv keifel and potter from dalbei. Fine. Then the Gemara says further, Bachutz enish kores. If you hold Yish loikoni, why is he chayiv kores? That's the Gemara's kasha. And because of that, the Gemara, that's the kasha nula. Aber der Maschme, er wird ziehen von der Rehites Loschna Gemorre. That's Kasulas as Yirsh Leukon, whatever that means. Aber er wird ziehen die Yirsh Koni. What if Yirsh is keine, Osi Shabbat? Then there's no problem. Everything is good. Yirsh is keine. So it's a Koshere Kolben. That's why Yechayev Kores. That's how we're seeing from the Gemara. Aber Merube Porich Ibche. The Gemara in Bobakame asks, Punkt Fakel, that this Breise is problematic if Yod Yirsh is keine. What's the Kashi? Rabbi Yechner le Rish Lokish. Rabbi Yechner asked the Kashi to Rish Lokish. The Omar, Rish Lokish said as follows. Rish Lokish holds, Yirsh is keine. Yoshokis has Yirsh is keine. And Rish Lakish also said, since Yish is Koine, so the whole Chiyuv of Tvicha Mechire, if I shech the Behemah, or if I sell the Behemah, the whole Chiyuv is if he wasn't Miyayish. If he was Miyayish, so then it's finished already. Yish is Koine, it's my Behemah, and now it's my Behemah, I can shech my Behemah. So Rish Lakish said, the whole Chiyuv of Tvicha Mechire is only before Yish. I sold it before Yish, the selling is nothing, but that the Torah was Mechayev Dalad Vehei. But after Yish, so it's mine, the day cut of Achiz, it's my behemoth, there's not even Dalad Vehei. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Akasha to Rish Lokish, if you say, Chiyuvel is Neish, Abel Acha Yish, Shalei Tavech Shalei Yomoichem, So Rabbi Yechon has a kasha from this bereise, gona behigdish, vacha kachta vachomocham. So Rabbi Yechon has said, let's say pshat this bereise, eimas. When are we speaking about? What is pshat this bereise? When was he magdish? Ilaima lifne yiyush. If he was magdish before yiyush, be kodish. So it's not kodish. Hey, he's magdish. It's not his. Elo pshita la'ach yish. So it has to be speaking about it was magdish after yish. The yish koni. If yish is koni, so why do you need this whole spilachol of gona vehigdish? He's potter from dalad vei. Forget about the hegdish. The yish koni ma'iri hegdish kilei hegdish nami potter from dalad vei. The shaloyu teveh v'shaloyu moicha. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha to Rish Lakish, if you hold Yish Koine, this Bereise is terrible. We can't understand the Bereise. If it was Magdashit before Yish, it's worthless. If it was Magdashit after Yish, so the Yishtamazai Potter from Dalad Vehe. And our Gemara, chapter Spungfakert, Ula, you hold Yish is not Koine. Ooh, we have a problem with Bereise. No, we have to be consistent. The Gemara Merube says if Yish is Koine, the Breis is problematic. And our Gemara says, it seems if Yish is Koine, be very good, but Ula, you hold Yish is not Koine, then we have a problem. Yeah, V'leke l'shnuye. So that's a problem. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So Tosfos, we can't say a teretz ki the mishani hosam al Rish Lakish. Maybe let's see what the Gemara answers on Rish Lakish. Ki goyin shigdishu bailam bebeis gadim. So Rish Lakish in Baba Kama says a beautiful teretz on the Kashi. He says, gonav vehigdish means as follows. Gonav means Reuven gandrut from Shimon. Gonav. Right? Vehigdish, so Shimon saw it stolen. I'll show you. See, was Magdish the Behemoth. So Shimon, the Nigda was Magdish the Behemoth. It's his Behemoth. It's Magdish the Behemoth. So now the Hegdish is Chal. And now Tova, and now he went and shechted it. That's Pshat. So the Mela, no problem. No Yish, nothing. That's what the Shlokish says Pshat. Kegayin Zigdishu Bailim Bebeis Gadim. That's what the Shlokish said. So there's no problem. So if our Gemara knew according to the Peshat, in the Bereis, according to Rish Lakish, then came Maika Porch Leula Koras Mayavidite. So the mother knew this, so what's the problem? So Ula say the same thing. He asked Yish is not Koine, so why is there Koras? Not the Ghana was Magdashit, there's no Yish. The Nigma was Magdashit. Hamaschayvish, Koris Shapit, the Royal Pesach Hail Mayav. Kivin Shigdishai Bailu. Okay, so these are the kashas that he had on the Rabbeinu Tam. V'nire le Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Now the Ri says the Teretz. Teretz is chelek on the Rabbeinu Tam. The bechal makim le'ule yiyush loikoni. Yiyush is not koine. Kipshutai, it's not koine. Yiyush isn't koine. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem from a Gemara in Kuf Yudalit. The Gemara in Kuf Yudalit says that Ula had said, "B'machlokes b'stome avol b'yodua liberhakol yiyush kon." By the time the yiyush kon, Ula says yiyush is kind. So the Ri says, "V'hai da goizel basre have yiyush v'shini Hashem." Now we have to know what the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara is speaking about as follows. Let's just give a shtickel hakdome. The halacha is that certain articles are mekabel tume through the yichud of the bailim b'machshavtoy. Now let's elaborate. What does this mean? That means as follows. Let us say that someone has a piece of leather. Now, he can do one of two things with this leather. If he wants, he can cut it up and make shoes out of it, make a belt out of it. If that's his intention, so the vial, the leather, is not a keli, and so it's not a kabul tumen. That's one alternative. There's another alternative. He can use this leather the way it is. He can use it for a table. Seems there was a oifen to use it without doing any physical process to it. You could use it for a table. They used to have such tables. So if the bailim is miyachid b'machshavtoi, I'm going to use this for a table. So it's finished. So now he has a teres keli, and it's a table. It's a kabutu. Now Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim who were choylik, if stam gzeila yiyush bailim, stam gneva yiyush bailim, they were not talking about theoretical shalos. They were talking about Hilchas Tuma Betara. They're speaking about if a ganev was miyachid a leather to be a table. Is it a table or isn't it a table? So if you hold Stam Gneva Yish Bailen, it is a table. If you hold Stam Gneven Lav Yish Bailen, it's not a table. So they're speaking about Tume, and will it be Mekabel Tume? Won't it be Mekabel Tume? It depends on one thing. We say Stam Gnevi Yishbayim, Stam Gzeli Yishbayim. That's what the Gemara says. So Ula said, but their homachlekes is Bistam. But if Yodua, I heard Klo with me, right? So it's Zicha Yishbayim, so then it's Zicha is Mekabel Tumah, Zicha became a table. So the Rabbeinu Tam had understood how did it become a table? Because after Yish, it belongs to the Ganev. So that's why. I'm a Bailim, so therefore, since I'm a Bailim, I'm a yachid for a table, so it becomes a table. That's how the Rabbi Natan learned, so the Rabbi Natan had a terrible problem. So there we see Ula holds Yish is koine, here we see Ula holds Yish is not koine. That was the kasha of the Rabbi Natan. The Ri says, no. Ula holds Yish is not koine. The Yish is not koine. But there is a kinyan, we won't go into the mechanics of it, but there's a kinyan of Yish together with Shinui Hashem. That means the combination of Yush and Shinui Hashem, that means if I'm a yachid, that it should not anymore be a plain piece of leather, it should be a table. So through my yichud, it got a new Shem. Yush and Shinui Hashem, this combination is koine for the gazlan. That means bebas achas, just like, let's just give an example. There's a kinyan shinui by gzeila. Let's talk about a poshet, the case of shinui. There's a din shinui. Gozal eitzim boson keila. A person will steal a piece of wood and will carve out from this wood a keili. Will carve out some mele, so it's nishtane. Before it was a piece of wood, now it's a keili. So the din is, it belongs to him. this is, we learn that Vayishiv as a gzeila asher gozel, kasha gozel. If the gzeila is similar to the way it was, b'shas gzeila, then you have to return it. It's not the gozel. But if there was a change, a physical change in the dova hanigzal, you made from a piece of wood, you made a keli out of it, so that belongs to the gozlin, and he has to pay the nigzal for how much it was worth. So the kinyan shinui. Now the Gemara says that shinui Hashem is not a physical shinui, but is a shinui in the name of the dovra hanigzal. Before, when he stole it, it was a piece of leather, and now it became a table. Now it has a different shame through the yichud of the gozlin. Yiyush, together with Shini Hashem, is kaina. Just like Shini Mais is kaina, without Yiyush, is Yiyush and Shini Hashem is kaina together. Now let's not again go in why you need here two things, but that is the halacha. Yiyush and Shini Hashem is kaina. So the Ri said, so there's nothing what to be nishtoimim on Ule in Daf Kuf Yedalet. Ule holds Yiyush is not kaina. But Ula is going on the machlokes of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, who are speaking about Hilchos Tumah V'Taharah, and they said, according to one Tana, by a ganef it will be mekabel tumah. The other one said by a gazlan will be mekabel tumah. And so Ula just said one word. If I heard he was meyayish, so by any one of them it'll be mekabel tumah. Yiyush is kind. It doesn't mean Yiyush alone is kind. It means Yiyush together with Shini Hashem is kind. So you don't have, so there's no problem. Yiyush alone is not kind. Yiyush b'Shini Hashem is kind. That counts. So b'meila, that solves that problem. Nil Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the b'chol mokim l'ula Yiyush loikon. B'hai da goizol basre, abe Yiyush b'Shini Hashem. The mikore mashre, before it was a piece of leather, a skin, Bahashta Bauza, now it's a table, for Bulfaki. Kidama Bamarube. Fine. So Memela Yiyush Vishini Hashem is a key. Frektoisves Vaafagav the Gabi Kobin Nami have a Yiyush Vishini Hashem. So now we just opened up a can of worms. So if Yiyush Vishini Hashem is Koina Phil according to Ula, so why does he say over here that be noida ain't the kaperis because Yiyush is not koine? Hear this, Yiyush b'shini Hashem. Kedemrinin amihosam mikore chulin v'hashta hegdish. The Gemara says that even though Yiyush is not koine, but if you magdish it, it will help, because we have here a combination of Yiyush b'shini Hashem. Mikom bakit. Kiven the einay konoy elamachma shehigdish. How did it become his? It became his through the hegdish. That means the hegdish was a tool to make it stolen from the bialim and make it belong to the gozlin in order to be magdishit. That means there's a meiradikeloshin of the Rashbe by us. Rashba says, Sharei Nigmaro Kniyosoi, the Gazlan is a very interesting concept by Yish Vishini Hashem. The Gazlan is koinet al yedei hegdish mizbeah. That means, we have here a big problem. We have a problem. How could I be magdish something that's not mine? So we say, but if since it's a Shini Hashem, so it's Yish Vishini Hashem. But how does it become a Shini Hashem? Who am I to be Magdashit? So the Emerson, Yish and Shini Hashem, it works Bibas Achas. That means by being calling it Hegdish, making it Hegdish, it becomes mine to be Magdash. Bibas Achas, and Mamela becomes Hegdish. So it works Bibas Achas. So the gazlon is koine, and together with the skin, it becomes hegdish. But it works b'basachas, the one shot becomes this. So the Ri says, so what did the Hegdish accomplish? The Hegdish accomplished that before the Hegdish, it belonged to the Nigzal. With this Hegdish, it belongs to the Gazlin, that the Gazlin should be able to be Magdish it. So he says, that's a mitzvah habo b'aveira. That means the mitzvah is being mesavev an aveira. The whole mitzvah is coming out through an aveira. That means that since it's a shini Hashem, so it becomes mine to be Magdish. So memeila, that's why it's posel akrove. It's posel akrove because after years it wasn't mine yet. What made it mine? Of all things, the Hegdish made it mine. So the Hegdish should be a tool for the Gazlin, that it should become his. So that's a mitzvah above Aveira. The whole mitzvah is coming out through an Aveira. So, Mikomokim, Kibin Deini Konui, the Gazlin is koinet elamach mas shehigdish, because of the Hegdish. And it was, did not belong to the Gazlan before. So that's a mitzvah bo bavei. So memele, so just let's be, so let us summarize. According to the Ri, Ula holds Yiyush is not koine. The only way is koine is with this combination of Yush Vishini Hashem. So this combination cannot make that you could be Roy Lahakim the Kom, because this is a mitzvah bo baveira. The mitzvah was nistave, there was misave van aveira. It only became his through the mitzvah. So that's a psul in the mitzvah. Miyu. That's because he holds the Yush is not koine. So memele, so then we have here the mitzvah is Messiah to the Aveira. Mitzvah habo b'aveira. Miu, im hoya koni loy koidem ahegdish. But what would be if Ulu would hold the Yush is koine? So that means he stole something. The nigzel was miyayish. So it's his now. It's his. He did an Aveira, that's past history. But this behemoth is now his. I have a choshev mitzvah bo baveira. That's not called a mitzvah bo baveira. You don't look what happened 10 years ago. But now this behemoth belongs to me. It's my behemoth. I magdish it, so it's a kosher kolben. Mitzvah bo baveira is only if the mitzvah is coming about through an aveira, or the mitzvah is making the aveira, then it's a mitzvah bo baveira. But if I was koine before, doesn't matter how I was koine, but if it's mine now, there's no more aveiras anymore, now magdish it, it's a kosher code. So that's why the argument is say, ulos yish loikoni. If yish would be koine, so it's his already. No problem whatsoever. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Rabbeinu Tam said, even though ulo holds yish is koine, it's still a mitzvah bo baveira. So now the Ri is going to be chayuk on the Rabbeinu Tam with this nikud. Ki demuchach besukis, he says, I'll prove it to you. The omalu ravhune lahani avankeri, ki zavnisu asam in oivili kechovim ligzois inu, v'poch v'liknina bishini Hashem, mashmedi konilei sulei have mitzvah abo ba'aveir. Now let us explain the raya of the Ri. The Ri is going on a Gemara in Sukkah, a member of Rav Huna. Now let us just relate what the Gemara says over there, and then we'll try to explain what the Raya from the Ri was. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah says as follows. Rav Huna told there were people who were wholesalers. They used to go and purchase hadasim, a lot of hadasim, and then they used to sell it to people. They used to acquire the hadasim, and then they sold it to people. Where did they get the hadasim from? They went to, there were goyish fields, and they purchased it from the goy, and then they used to sell it. So Rav Huna said, Amir de Gezach. So Rav Huna says, when you go to a goy and purchase hadasim, First of all, you should know, it's not so poshut that this field really belongs to the goy. Stam akum kazloni aratanino. It could very well be these goyim stole this field from a yid. Now he's living there and everything, but you cannot be assured that the goy is living there, that this is not a stolen field. Now, if this is a stolen field, so let me tell you two problems. Number one, karka ainen nigzelis. So Kozman, it's still a karka. The gzela did not start yet. That means it belongs to the yid. The karka ainen nigzelis. So number one, the person who's going to go and cut it off, he's a gazla. He's a gazla. And poshet, the gemara learns yish leikonim. So Memele, the one who cuts it won't belong to him. So therefore, Afune told all these avankri, all these people selling hadassim, when you go over to the goy, you tell the goy, please do me a favor, you cut off all the hadassim. So when the goy cuts off the hadassim, he's the gazlan. So Memele, it's yiyush by the goy. When they'll give it to you, it's yiyush b'shini reshus. The halacha is that if a gazlan, even though yiyush is loikoni, but if a gazlan gives it to someone else, so now it's not in the reshus of the gazlan, there's a kinyan of yiyush b'shini reshus. So now it's yours, now it's kosher, and the male, there's no problem whatsoever. But make sure that the goy should cut it. If you're going to cut it, so it's only yiyush b'yadaycho, yiyush is not cut. That's what Chafuna told. So the Gemara says, I don't understand the problem. Well, why do you mechabed the goy to cut all the hadas? I have a better answer. Let the avankri cut it, let the sheet cut it. It's yiyush by him, but he's going to sell them. So whoever buys it, it's yiyush v'shini reshus by the lekeya. Lekeya will have a kosher hoda. So what's your problem? What's the problem? So the Gemara didn't understand the problem. So when he said, you're 100% right. But you know, this Avankri is going to use one of these Adasim for himself also. That means he sells, but he uses some of the Adasim for himself. Now his own Hadas is Apostle Hadas, because by him it's only Yish. Yish is in Kainan. So therefore, I'm telling you, you have to tell the Goy to cut it, and then it'll be Yish Vishin Yishus. Frag the Gemara, I don't understand why you need this whole ceremony. Let the yid cut it. So you have a problem, yish is not koine. But when he cuts it, l'shem hodos, it gets a new name. It's called Aishane. Now when it's cut l'shem hodos, it's called Aishane. So memela, it's yish v'shine yashem. Yish v'shine yashem is koine. That's the most kasha. So why do you need the whole ceremony? Let the yid cut it. It's yish v'shine yashem. Zokteri, so we see from the Gemara that if it's Yish Vishini Hashem, so that means when I cut it, it got a new Shem, so later I could use it already for mitzvahs, Dalad Minim. I got it through Gzela, but that's past history. It was Yish Vishini Hashem, now it's mine, and it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, I can take it with a pure heart, it's mine. It's not called the mitzvah bo baveira. Mitzvah bo baveira is only if the whole mitzvah comes through the aveira, or the mitzvah makes an aveira. But if I was kainit already before, and later want to do a mitzvah with it, that's not called the mitzvah bo baveira. And that the he proved from this Gemara. The Gemara said, what's your problem? Let the avankri be kainit with yish v'shini Hashem. So we see from this Gemara, as long as it became his before the mitzvah, so there's no problem, he can do a mitzvah later. So therefore, the Ri is chaylik under Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam tells us, even though Yish is koine, but it's a mitzvah bo baveira, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. The Ri says, anshuldig, if Yish is koine, so it's his already, so later there's no chasol in the mitzvah bo baveira. That's the Ri's kasha. Let them cut it. Why do they have to cut it? Liknino Bishini Hashem, let up Ankri Kodet, and he'll be kind of Bishini Hashem. Mashme, the Ikonule, if he'd be kind of, so they have a mitzvah, Boba Veira. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam said, that Yush is kind of, but it's still a mitzvah, Boba Veira. The Doichik Loima, the Sovar, Kirabitzog Barnachmeni, Loichayish, the mitzvah, Boba Veira. If this Gemara holds like the man the army doesn't hold a mitzvah baver, that's a big day. Va'oid amrin en hosam. Now again, the Ri wants to bring a raya, that the Ri wants to bring a raya, that if you were coined already, there's no problem with mitzvah baver. The Gemara says as follows, Hai kshure de metalalte. Kshure de metalalte means a beam, that a person wants to use for a sukkah. He stole a beam. He's a very frum person. He wants to make a sukkah. He doesn't have nebuch wood, so he stole a beam from someone to make a sukkah. So the Gemara says, so just like we hear in our Mishneh, Val Hamorish Hagozel, Shaboni Bebira, so we said, Al Takonis Hashonim, the beam belongs to him. So the Gemara says, I kshure the metalalto, ovdu bo rabonon takanto mipnei hashovim. So we say that he doesn't have to give back the beam. The beam is his, and he pays. He pays for the beam, but the beam is his. Ubesuke loy beinom mishalochem. Suke, you don't need it to be yours. Le mitzvah ele mishom mitzvah bo ba'aveire. So we see from this Gemara, if it became yours, even Al-Tatakon it became yours, it's not called a mitzvah bo-ba-veire. Koshken ikoni kinyin gomo. Avada gebisi vos koine kinyin gomo. It is zicha na a mitzvah bo-ba-veire. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this nekuda. The Ri is proving, from two Gemaras, the Ri is proving when it became yours, and it's yours already, so now, if you want to do a mitzvah with it, there's no chesaron of mitzvah abo ba'aveir. So we have a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, even though Yish is koine, it is a mitzvah abo ba'aveir. I'd like to mention two mahalchim, how to understand the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ta'efa, the Riz Kashi. One mahalach, the Ksav Sofer, says as follows. Yiyush, if we hold Yiyush is koine, Gazlon is koine with Yiyush. So there's a Taisus in Rabbi Kame that says as follows. Let's say, Reuven stole something from Shimon. Now it's in the street. The stolen goods are in the street. And Shimon is Miyayish. Who does it belong to now? So Taisus wants to say one mahalach, it belongs to Reuven. So can't show you a bit. Why does it belong to Reuven? Shimon is Miyayish. But did Reuven make a kinyan in it? He's Miyayish. Now, how does it become Reuven's? So the Mephoshim explain that every gazlan has certain schusim and kinyonim in every davar hanigzel, but it doesn't become his because of these kinyon. The minute the bailam is miyayish, so that makes it possible that he's kinda with his kinyonic zela. It now becomes his because of the kinyonic zela he had previously possessed in the chayvit. Kozman, the nigzel, was not miyayish. It can't become mine. The minute it's miyayish, it becomes mine because of the kinyonic zeil. So therefore, even though it's in the street, I didn't do anything, it becomes the gazlan's after the yish. That's how the Mephoshim say pshat and Taisvis and Baba Kam. Zokte ksav soifer, this shaloi, it's his. What made it his? Gzela made it his. That means he acquired the bailus through Kinyan Gzela. That means what made it his mechanically, how did it become his? The kinyonic zeila. Kol zman is not mayayish. It doesn't become his. Kinyonic zeila made it his. If kinyonic zeila made it his, that's a trefene shaloi. That's, it's his. I have to pay taxes, whatever it is, it's his. But it's treif. I once heard from Rabbanim Zechayna Lebrocha, Amor Dekebo, the Gemara says in Baba Kame, we learn out the Dina Mitzvah Baba Vere, the Pasuk complains on Yidin, what kind of kabonis they're bringing. Ve'veisim es ha-gozul, you bring a gazel to behemis, ve'es ha-piseyach, you bring a behemis that limps, it can't walk, it can't walk properly, you bring bali mumin, you bring a gozel to the behemis. So the Nabi is complaining, that's what you're bringing to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara darshins, gozel dumya de piseyach. Gozel is similar to a balmum, a piseyach. So Aaron said that that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Just like a mum is a chesoron in a kolben, a piseyach is a balmum. So a gozel, a dover, a gozel is also a mum. This is the same mum. Gozel dumya de piseyach. So the Rabbeinu Tam held, so if it became mine through Gzele, that's called a Dover HaGozel. Yeah, it's mine now. But the Gzele, you can see from the Behemoth, it's Shaloi through Gzele. That is Posel HaKrova. What did Taisvis, the Ri brought a Raya from a Gemore, a person stole a beam, and Chazal said, it's his als takonis morish. This shaloi that Chazal made it shaloi, ooh, that's a kosher shaloi. If Chazal said hefke besn hefke, they made it ois bailams, they made it to belong to the gazla, that's a kosher shaloi. There is no problem of mitzvah bo baveir. This is a kosher shaloi. But a shaloi that comes about only through yiyush, That's a gozel. That's called a stolen behemoth. It's mine. But the gzeila shaboy is stamped all over it. So memela, that's a balmum. That's gozel dimi to piseach. So memela, this kasha, the kasha that the Ri asked on the Rabbeinu Tam and Emerson, the Pnei Yeshua says, and then listen, that's Asugya also. Asugya, the Rabbeinu Tam held that according to Ula, Yush is Koine, but it's a mitzvah bo baveir. So it's a posel kol. So it's not really like Krove. So, but Chazal said, Yechayiv Koris, they were mafkirit, they made it shaloi. So how does the Hefke help? It's his from before. Now, Pshat is the same you thought. If Chazal make it Shaloi, I'll Tefke Bezn Hefke. So it's Shaloi Taka. This is a kosher Shaloi. It's not, you don't have the gozel stamped all over it. If Yish made it Shaloi, so it's Shaloi. But such a Shaloi is not good lakobe. Because Mitzvah Boba Veda. So now the Lashon of Rashi and the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam is starting to make sense. The Rabbeinu Tam said that Ula holds Yush is koine, Rak, it's koine, it's his, Rak. Linyan kolbin, she kosha lahakrove, omar deloy koni. It's not, that means such a shaloi is not kosha for hakrove. It's yours for taxes, for everything, it's yours. You can be mekadesh anisha with it, it's yours. But for hakrove, such a shaloi, that means you need a kosher shaloi for a krove. With you, you should only have a kosher shaloi. You have a gozel dik shaloi. So therefore, if Bezen was mafkirit, so then it's hefkir, then it's good, and there's no problem. And that could be pshat in Rashi also. I just wanted to say another mahalach. I wanted to say, to understand perhaps Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, a little different. Not like the Ksav Seifa says. There's a k'tois in Simen Shinon Gimel that says, I moiradik in the hair. The k'tois in Shinon Gimel says, if Yush is koine, according to Mandyoma that Yush is koine, it is a shiel bikinyonoi, and he splits up the chayfetz. He says, the etzem chayfetz, let's say I have a behemah, the behemah belongs to the gazlan. Yush is koine, it's my behemah. The mominess of the behemah, the value of the behemah, still belongs to the nigzal. And he dissects the behemah, he divides the etzem behemah and the value of the behemah. And he makes the two entities. The behemah belongs to me, it is my behemah. The value of the behemah belongs to the nigzal. That's what the Ksais wants to say. If Yush is koine. So perhaps we could say, and perhaps the Loshon of Rashi perhaps would be more meduyik. Rashi says, Yish kedi, loikoni le'inyan akrova. That means to be makrib such a behemah, even though it's my behemah, but since the bailus, the mominess of the behemah, still belongs to the nigzel, so you see black on white, gzela over here. It spells out gzela. Loikoni le'inyan akrova. It's not called kobonoi. And that's the psul of mitzvah bobaver. Gozu. It's gozu. You see the gzela black or white on it. Because even though the behemah is yours, but the mominess, there's a shear in the kinyan, the mominess belongs to the nigzel. So therefore, that's psul la'akrova. It's possible akrova. Again, if Chazal will be mafker and give the whole behemah to you, or by Morish they gave the whole behemah, the whole beam they gave to the gazlan, so then there's no problem with mitzvah baba. It's not gozel anymore. Everything belongs. I owe the nigzal money. But then, so ukmi rabbonon bershusei, that means that it's completely his. Yeah. Vaha da oma. Chikonye, yeah, so me mele. Chikonye bet kante da rabbonu lechoshe mitzvah bo bevere. Koshke nikonye ken yigom. That was the rizkash. Vaha da oma bereisha goizel kama. Bekitza, we have here a machlekes between the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. If something became mine already, is there still a psul of mitzvah babavere? The Ri says there's no psul matzav. If it's yours, finish. And there's no chson of mitzvah babavere. And the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold like that. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, he's as a psul or shloi, whatever it is. As we mentioned, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, even though it's yours, it's still a mitzvah babavere. So now the Ri got stuck with a gemore in Baba Kama. A person stole a social chitim. Tochno, he ground it. Losho, he kneaded it. Ba'ofa, he baked it. He made a whole bunch of shinuyim. In shinuy is koyim. Ve'heirim imenu chalav. Nuz mafresh chalav. Keitzad yevorech, hakri meka broche. Ein ze mevorech elo menai. This is not a broche. This is an insult. This is a niyut to the Rabbeinu Shlom. I'll make a brocha shekitshonu b'mitzvoysa b'tzivonu l'hafrish chalam in Yisa. You, Gazon, you're making a brocha on this. You stole something. Ah, Baruch Hashem. The whole thing is a niyut. Fakta chtais is the Rif estes on himself. Va'af al gav dekone koydem lochein. It's his already. It's his. I just had a yesod. The Gemara calls it mitzvah babavera. The Gemara says, how can he make a bracha? It's a mitzvah babavera. So the Ri asked on himself, this is very problematic. What do you mean? It's mine. I stole the chitim, that's right, but the tochem, I ground them, so it's flour. So this is a shinui, so it's mine. I made a second shinui, lisha. I made a third shinui, afia. And now there's a problem of mitzvah babavera. So he has a shreklich problem. The shinui koine, ונים ברוכה רוי להחמה יויסה וחושי מצווה בו בעביר, אבל גם כבר קונה אין להזכר שם שמיים עולות. So the Risa is a psanut teretz, that Alocha, if it became yours, now it's yours, and there's no mitzvah above it. But to make a brocha on it, no, you can't make a brocha. That means, brocha is more chomel. I just like to be misaimed as a moiridike kashe, that the Achroinim and Emerson the Rashba asks this kashe. So the Ri just now became a moiridike b'mitzvah. The Ri just says like this, if you're koine, it's yours, and no problem whatsoever. But a brocha you can't make. Brocha ready, that's ready to make a brocha. The masker shem shemayim, and such a thing that even though now it's not gozel anymore, but since it came through gezel, it can't be masker shem shemayim. That's what the Ri says. So they all ask a mirah de kekasha. The Ri had just speak before brought a gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, what's the problem with Avankari? What's the problem with Avankari? You say that if he'll cut it himself, you should not coin it. It'll be coin it with Yishvishini Hashem. So it says, what's the problem? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The problem is the Broche. Does Avankari will be able to make a Broche? Murdika Kasha. They asked this Andari. I'd like to say over a beautiful Teretz from the Ksav Sefer, and we'll stop here. So the Ksav Sefer says as follows. He brings a Moiradike Taz. The Taz says that there's two Taz and Simen Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis says there's two Nuschois of Broches. Some Broches you make Al Netila Shedayim, Al Netila Sluvav. Some Broches you make with Alamed, Lishmaya Kil Shefer, Afrish Chalamin Isa. There's different, Chazal made different nuschois. And there's a whole sugi psochem when they made al, when they made lit. Zaktetaz. But we have to understand, how do we translate the brocha? He says there's a different translation between al and lit. When I make a brocha al netilas lulav, I'm not making the brocha on what I am doing. I'm making a brocha on ashekichonu, b'mitzvoiso, b'tzivonu, Al netilas lulav. The Rebbein Shalom gave us a brocha of netilas lulav. So the brocha is not on the pu'ula I'm doing. The brocha is on. The Rebbein Shalom gave us a mitzvah of netilas lulav. When I make a brocha lahafrish chalam in the ise, so I say the Rebbein Shalom told us to do this. I'm making a brocha on the pu'ula. That's the chilek. So the chilek iksav sefer amir the kedot. When you're going to make a brocha lahafrish chalam in a isa, so I went, what did I do? I stole it and I made one shini, another shini, a third shini. But then, when I'm going to be mafrish, ah, shakichon, b'tzivonu, the Rebbei Hashem told us lahafrish, this maisa that I'm doing, the Rebbei Hashem told us to do. Please, using shem shemaima, what you're doing, you're a gazlan, you're a shaykh. So you can say the Rebbei Hashem told you to do this? Yeah, it's mine already, everything. But to make a broch on this, chas v'sholom. The broch of lehafrish chala min ha'isa, you can't make such a broch. So that's by chala. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about, he wants to use the hodos for the lulav. So what broch does he make over there? He makes al netilas lulav. Al netilas lulav, a gazlan also can make. I'm not giving a broch to the Rabbi Mishlom that he told me v'tzivonu to do this. I'm thanking the Rebbein Shalom who gave a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Such a brocha without, even the Ri will be moide that is permitted to make a brocha.